You've played with so many people. You know, you were with the Time Jumpers.
Mm-hmm. And, For 11 years.
11 years. And so many great folks came through there. You've made so much music with so many people. Is there anyone in particular that stopped in to see you down there to, and got on stage that really, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but anyone you remember that was a special night when that happened?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got to sing with Larry Gatlin one night. That was a huge, huge thrill. B.J. Thomas was in there one night. Bonnie Raitt was in one night, and I had to go over and kneel at her feet. She unfortunately, you know, I didn't even think about that. I was so starstruck and so grateful that she was there, and she was having throat problems that night and did not get up to sing. That would have been just over the top.
But the two of you got to visit?
Yes. Oh, yes. And Don McLean was in there one night. Jimmy Buffett was in there one night and got up to sing with us, did a Hank Williams song. I believe he did I Can't Help It If I'm Still in Love with You. Mm-hmm. And he just was so gracious and so nice. Enjoyed meeting him. Some of the Opry folks that used to come in, Jack Green, it's always a thrill to sing with Jack Green. The late Billy Walker, I always loved it when he came in to sing. Jeannie Seeley.
That's
yeah. I mean, there's so many. There's so
list.
Many.
You know.
Yeah.
So you play guitar. You're an artist. You write songs.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a prolific writer, but that's something that I've started relatively late in my career.
Mm-hmm.
I've sung so many great songs. I know what a great song is. I know the form, the basic premise, but sitting down to write a good song is not an easy thing.
So your last record, you had, was that a totally original, a mixture?
It was a mixture.
A mixture?
The CD is called Cooking with Carolyn, and the centerpiece probably is a song called That's What I Call Cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband David and I wrote that one. When we originally came up with the concept for the album, all the songs were going to be about cooking or, you know, food or cooking or something like that. We put If I Knew You Were Coming, I'd Have Baked a Cake, which is a song from the late 50s, early 60s. My mom used to sing that to me when I was a little girl, so that was a special thing. I wrote co-wrote a song with my friend Nora Jane Struthers called The Skillet Blues. Then we have a theme song that opens the album and closes the album, and my friend and former bandmate in the Time Jumpers, Jeff Taylor, wrote that. When we were on the radio, we used to be on WSM radio on Opry Star Spotlight. We would go in about 2 o'clock in the morning and be there until 4, sometimes 5, and it was so much fun. And he, just on the spur of the moment, early one morning, the conversation had turned, as it always does when I'm involved, because I love to cook, and we started talking about cooking, and Jeff just off the cuff came out with the theme song, Cooking with Carolyn. So when we decided to start recording the record, I called him up, and I said, you know, I know it was years ago, but do you remember the theme song that you wrote, the Cooking with Carolyn? At first he said, well, no. And then about 20 minutes later, I think I got a phone call, and he said, I think I remember it. Although nobody wrote it down at the time, but it was a lot of fun. But we started listening to songs, and we came across a beautiful ballad from B.G. Adair called Someday Soon, Sweetheart, a song that I loved, a local guy named Neil Stretcher wrote, called Nothing Better to Do. So, you know, all the songs weren't about the cooking theme anymore. The album isn't really a theme album, but we wanted to make a fun record, and something that, you know, people can listen to and tap their feet. It's happy music, happy songs. It's just kind of a little escape for 35, 40 minutes.
Do you have any shows coming up or events that you'd like to mention?
We do. We'll be at the Watertown Jazz Festival
and the dates.
On July 10th. We're appearing at 5 p.m. We've got a date booked at the Station Inn, July 15th, which I believe is a Thursday night. July 9th, we'll be in Wartrace, Tennessee at the Walking Horse Hotel. There's a beautiful jazz club at the Walking Horse Hotel in Wartrace. Mm-hmm. It's an easy hour drive from Nashville. It's a beautiful place, wonderful sounding room. You can go to my website, carolynmartinmusic.com. We do have a lot of other dates coming up. I don't have the calendar right in front of me, but you can find them at carolynmartinmusic.com.
Thank you for doing this.
Oh, gosh, Bronson, thank you so much.
I appreciate you doing it. You know, it's great to finally meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too.